Once again, it's time for Weather on the Ooze. Hey, Bill, how are you?
John, happy Thursday. My favorite part of the week, weather, you know, on the ooze.
And you know, it is a pretty good Thursday. I mean,
it is a very
great weather, and then the Cubs win.
You know what, John? I mean, we may not be able to buy a drop of rain right now across the Chicago area, but I will say this, there's a 100% chance of champagne showers in Wrigleyville right now.
Yeah. That's going to be party headquarters for a few hours.
For a few hours, yeah, absolutely. It's outstanding. So we got quite the battle ahead of us here, the I-94 battle coming up against the Brewers.
That's right. Well, we'll enjoy the day while we've got it.
You better believe it. We sure will. Wow. What a gorgeous day, huh? I mean, we're getting used to this. Yeah, we're
starting. I'm telling you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when it finally drops back down to normal, John, we're gonna be grabbing our heavy coats out because we're so used to these summer like temperatures. It's amazing.
We'll go ahead. What do you got?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, 85 degrees today, John, the official high. Pretty remarkable considering the normal high for October the 2nd is 69 degrees, so 16 degrees above normal, and we're going to eclipse that the next couple of days, if you can believe it. Isn't that something?
We're going to eclipse
the 85 today. Yeah, we're going to be warmer than what we were today.
Where are we going?
Well, we're forecasting a high tomorrow, John, of 88, 89, and very similar territory on Saturday. It's not inconceivable that one of our official weather stations, O'Hare Airport or Midway, could even touch 90, which if that happens, John, do you know when the last time we hit 90 degrees in the month of October in Chicago? It was 54 years ago in 1971.
I was alive.
So was I.
Hey, well, that makes two of you anyway, because I sure wasn't. So
see, that's the way these things go.
I know. Yeah. So, I mean, it just goes to show you how rare 90-degree temperatures are in the month of October. Yeah. I think, you know, Frank Wachowski, who's such a wealth of information for us, I believe tells me that there have only been a handful of Octobers that have seen a 90. It was 1951, 1954, 1963, and 1971. So you figure this is a rare meteorological accomplishment if it should happen. You know, it's going to be close. We're not forecasting it right now, but it wouldn't be surprising. It's certainly some of our south suburban locations, you know, you get around, you know, along and south of I-80, which they tend to run a little bit warmer than our official stations, could certainly get to 90 degrees, you know, either tomorrow or Saturday or even both days, because we're going to have mostly sunny skies, which that's been a trend, hasn't it? I mean, remarkable.
Yeah.
You know, Frank tells me, you know, we had we interrupted a sunny streak that ended yesterday. We still had about 70% of our possible sun, which is not bad for this time of the year. But we had a streak of 5 days in a row of 100% sunshine. And Frank says that it's been 30 years in the month of September, obviously because it was still in September, but when that streak was ongoing. But 30 years since we had a streak of sunny days that long in the month of September. So that's amazing. It's any way you look at it, it's you know, we're in rare, you know, rare meteorological, I would call it nirvana here.
You know, it would be, I know what you're saying too, and at the same time we're losing light every day.
Yes. We sure are.
And it's playing tricks with me.
Yeah.
Because I'll be out like at, I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I'm like, wow, this is really great.
Right.
It's really hot.
Yeah.
And then I have to remind myself that, well, you know what? In about 90 minutes to 2 hours, it's going to be
dark. Yeah. Oh, I know. And you know, this continues the trend, John, that started in September. We lose about 83 minutes of daylight in the month of October. And you know, it is a month of rapidly changing weather. Make no mistake about it. You know, I mean, you know, if you're a fan of summer-like temperatures, enjoy what's coming this weekend. Enjoy today. Enjoy, you know, like I said, through the weekend and into early next week, because we're living on borrowed time here. I mean, the normals, you know, as you said, we're losing daylight. So, you know, the days are getting shorter and there's going to be more hours of nighttime than there is day, you know, daylight. So, with that being said, it just becomes that much more difficult to achieve these warm weather benchmarks. And, you know, the month of October typically is tied with November as our fastest cooling month. So the normal high, you know, from the beginning of the month, we started at 69 degrees yesterday, John. And by the end of the month, the normal high will drop to 55. So that's a pretty rapid drop. And, you know, we normally see, you know, not that it's in the forecast here, but it's not uncommon for us to see our first flakes of snow by Halloween.
You know, speaking of that, I got a text here at 847 that asks the question, another mild winter, Bill? Or is it too early to say?
You know, that's a great question, John. And I'll tell you something. We have a couple of factors that we're looking at right now. It looks like we're heading into a La Nina, which has actually been something that's been fairly common over the past five or six winters in Chicago. We've had La Ninas. I think this will be the fifth of the last 6 years. Don't quote me on that, but I believe something close to that. And, you know, La Ninas are certainly what's challenging about them, John, is that one is unlike the other. They don't often follow the same parallels. When we have a strong El Nino, those conditions typically, you know, automatically lead to a warmer than normal winter here. You can almost count on it because that's just been the trend. But La Ninas, often we see varied conditions. So, you know, to answer the listener's question, I think that the winter upcoming is going to be volatile. I think we're going to have spells.
Really?
We're going to have spells where it's mild, you know, unlike what we're having right now, unusual warmth. But we'll also have spells where you get these storm systems to slide through the area. And when they do, they tend to buckle the jet stream and you bring in these lobes of cold air out of Canada. So I think that when you average it all out, and this has been, there's a slight bias towards warmer than normal when you average out the extremes of things, John. So you'll have spells of warmth in the winter. We'll have spells where it gets pretty darn cold. But when you average it all out, I think we'll find ourselves somewhere close to normal on either side of the ledger there. But we'll just, again, we're going to see some, you know, extreme conditions. And I think that, you know, if I'm a betting man, the last three winters, we've been very lucky on snowfall. You know, it's been all dictated by the storm track. And when the storm track, you know, tracks farther to our south, that allows us to be closer to the rain snow line and a better chance of seeing some accumulating snow. It's just, to me, I feel like that we're due to see some more heavier snow this winter, just because of the last 3 years. Again, we've had very little. We've been below normal, significantly so, in the last three winters. So normal snowfall for a season here is around 37, 38 inches. And again, if just my gut feeling right now, based on the just sheer averages, John, I think we're going to see somewhere closer to normal, or even, you know, possibly above normal, which compared to the last few years will feel like a snowy winter.
How about a forecast?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know the forecast.
Of course. Well, I'll tell you what, John, we got the first weekend of October and it's going to feel more like the first weekend of July. So how about that? Yeah. We've got, you know, gorgeous sunshine, mostly sunny conditions, that will be dominant, not just tomorrow, but Saturday and Sunday. And that'll spill over into Monday too. So we're talking about high temperatures in the upper 80s, not far from 90 degrees, which is a level that's 20 degrees above normal both tomorrow and Saturday. And again, Sunday, not much different there. We're forecasting a high of 86. Monday, more clouds in the afternoon as a weather system approaches. We may get a shower late in the day, and boy, do we need it. You know, the new drought monitor came out today, John, and the entire state is now deemed abnormally dry, and the area of moderate drought increased from 67% to 75%, and the area of severe drought increased from 20% to 28%. So much of the Chicagoland area is now classified as being in moderate drought, and we may get a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Tuesday as we transition back to more typical October weather, you know, as we get towards Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Temperatures at that time will be in the mid to upper 60s, which is closer to where we should be this time of year. So how about that? We got a little bit of something for everyone in this forecast. If you want some summer-like warmth, this is your weekend, because I will say this, John, and I will make a prediction that we will not see a weekend this warm again until next spring. So that's just, you know, it just becomes increasingly difficult to get this level of warmth in here, as we talked about with the shortening days and loss of daylight and so forth.
You know, I think everybody sort of realizes how abnormal this is. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It really is. And, you know, as I said, this is meteorological nirvana right now, because, you know, we're having, you know, and what's nice about warm weather this time of the year, John, is, you cool off efficiently at night. So it's not, you know, we get temperatures like this in the summertime. It's often, you know, accompanied by high humidity. You mm-hmm. have a lot of haze in the air that kind of, you know, obscures the visibility a little bit. But as you notice now, the visibilities are pretty clear. The air is much cleaner because it's fall and the humidity is lower. You don't have that haze that's, you know, making the visibility drop too. So it really is, it is a beautiful time of the year. We have some very nice, sunny, clear days in autumn, I feel like, and it's some of our nicest weather of the year. And so, it, you know, we got to take advantage of it, enjoy it, because they won't be here for much longer.
Well, thank you again, Bill. Love to hear what you have to say about the weather. Look forward again to talking to you next week. Have a good week.
You too, my friend. I look forward to it as well. Take care,
thank
everyone.
Thank you. You bet.